Previously on Live from Mount Olympus.
I think you keep me close because you don't trust me to strike out on my own.
Oh, daughter. One day you'll learn to appreciate the light that burns within you.
What does that even mean? Stop speaking in riddles, Mom.
All joking aside, the thought of you having to marry makes me cringe. And I would miss you if you didn't have time to hang out with us.
Those flowers you color, they are cool. With their golds and blues and purples.
Aw, you're both just saying that to make me feel better. For that, I love you.
We love you too.
Persephone!
Seth! Persephone!
Where are you? Persephone!
Where is my daughter?
Mother?
It's no use, Persephone. She can no longer hear you.
Hey there, listeners. It's Nima Gobier. I'm the co-host of Mindshift, the podcast where we explore the future of learning and how we raise our kids.
I don't teach math. I don't teach reading. I teach people.
You'll hear from teachers, parents, researchers, and students as we uncover innovative approaches in and out of the classroom.
It holds a lot about how we want students and young people to move through the world, how we want to set them up for success.
Find Mindshift wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from Mount Olympus is produced by the Onassis Foundation and is a proud member of TRAX from PRX.
Hades? What are you doing? Are you kidnapping me?
Kidnapping? No! I'm just following through with the arrangement.
Arrangement? What arrangement? I hardly know you. We've said like three words to each other my entire life. Let me go at once. You know that my mother is going to be furious. She senses everything that happens on the Earth. She will find me.
But we are no longer on Earth.
What do you mean?
We're nearing my home. Our home.
You must be crazy. My home is on Earth, with my mother. And she is... Oh, what is that roar? It's deafening.
The mighty river Styx, who surrounds our kingdom. She's welcoming you.
No. This can't be. I can't believe it. I won't.
Persephone, I hear such shock in your voice. But, I mean, you must have known I was coming for you.
All I know is that you have stolen me away from everyone I love. I demand you return me to the meadow at once.
Stolen? Wait. Your father didn't tell you?
My father didn't tell me what?
Wouldn't be the first time Zeus forgot to mention something important. I followed all the proper customs. I asked your father for your hand, and he gave me his blessing.
He what?
He knows what a good husband I will be to you. He was happy to give you to me as my bride.
He may think he's the boss of me, but I will not be given to anyone. I will decide if and when I marry. And I would never marry you, not in 1,000 years.
Oh, Persephone. You think you have a choice, but there is no choice for us, for the gods. There is only fate. It's been a very long journey. You must be chariot-lagged. We'll be at our palace before long. We can talk about our future once you've rested.
The underworld will never be my home, and I have no intention of ever talking about a future with you.
Well, then we can discuss our wedding plans tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or next year, when you feel ready.
You will wait forever.
For you, I would wait forever. Onward, my horses. Take us home. Whoa! Here we are. There's my boy. Who's my sweet little funny faces? Who's my angel demon? Sit. Down. Play undead. Good boy. Persephone, here's my pup, Cerberus. He's eager to meet you.
Puppies don't have three heads and snakes growing out of their backs. Get him away from me!
I thought you loved dogs.
How would you know what I love?
Remember that picnic on Olympus to celebrate Hephaestus and Aphrodite's wedding? Everyone was there, even Hecate. A bit of a surprise, really. Like me, she usually avoids such frivolity. As I was getting ready to leave, I saw you playing with Hecate's black hound. You were laughing and seemed so...
Wow, that's really...
Observant? I know.
No, creepy.
No, creepy.
Those teeth! He looks like he's about to bite.
Cerberus would never hurt you, though my enemies are not so lucky.
Get away! Get away from me! Get
Cerberus down! It's true, he may be a bit intimidating when you first meet him. But he's really a big baby, right, Cerby? Sweetie demon. Monster pup.
I do not consort with monsters. Please lead him away.
Cerby, don't take it to heart. She just needs time to get used to us. I believe Persephone will learn to love you as I do. Just have some patience.
Ugh! Your breath smells like an erupting volcano mixed with rotten eggs.
Cerby, go to the kitchen. I've asked the cook to prepare a special treat for dinner. And Persephone, here are your chambers. I hope they're to your liking.
I've never seen so many precious jewels in my life. Rubies, emeralds, sapphires. They cover the tables, frame the mirrors. The colors are incredible, so vivid. Look at the way they catch the candlelight. I need to paint this.
You're pleased?
They're just stones. Lifeless, like the dead souls you rule over.
Thank you.
That's not a compliment.
Oh. Look, I've had this gown made for you.
It's completely covered with diamonds. Did you steal these too?
Steal? What do you mean? All the riches of the earth belong to me, and soon to you, when you become my queen.
I will never be your queen. And beautiful as it is, I will never put on that dress. The simple clothes on my back are all I shall wear until the day I return home.
I hope one day you will accept this as your home. And I hope you will grow to be happy here.
How could I ever find happiness in the dark?
You'll have to find your own light, Persephone. When you do find it, the darkness may feel very different to you. The journey has been a long one. I will leave so you can get some rest.
What should I do? Who can I turn to? How do I find my way out of... Mother, I miss you. You always say, in times of grief when overcome with deep emotion, slow down. Observe what's around you, then draw and paint what you see. Draw and paint, Persephone. Okay. Let me paint what I see. Rubies. Such a deep red. The vibrant hue of that unusual flower in the meadow. The flower which enticed me here. Who does he think he is, trying to buy my love with the riches of the... What just... Where did the color in my painting go? It simply evaporated. This is not my art. This is the art of the dead. Colorless, lifeless, gray. The cold. The isolation. The timelessness. I feel as if this place could drain my life force too. so tired. So tired. I must lay down. I must. Oh no, it's that three-headed beast. That's him snuffling under my door. What can I... Ugh. Ah, I see. He left one of his squeaky toys in here. Can I slip it to him? Ugh, here, Cerus. Want a toy? Good dog, speak. You really are just a big baby. Oh, the door! You open it! Get off me! So much slobber! Gross! Cerberus! What a strange, needy monster puppy you are!
Cerby boy! Everything okay?
He's coming. I've gotta escape, but how?
Window! Window!
The window! It's open! But it's so high!
Jump!
Cerberus! Here, boy!
Cerberus!
Let me just step on your back. Yes, yes, I'll be careful of the snakes. That's it. Okay. I can reach the windowsill now. Oh, it's a long way down.
Jump!
All right. Here I go.
Cerby? Cerberus. There, boy, it's fine. She needs some fresh air. You did her and me a favor. Look at her. There is fire in that goddess. Oh, and we will always know where she walks. Look, with each step she takes, white asphodel flowers bloom at her feet. Persephone, you have already created such beauty in the world of the dead. I am so grateful for your presence. Eternally grateful.
It's so dark. I've never seen anything like this on Earth. It's as if the shadows have devoured the sun and the stars and any speck of light. The river. If I could cross over, I could get back to the world of the living. I could get back home. No, the current is way too strong. I would never make it. But I won't go back to him. Even if I have to sit here forever. What should I do? What should I do? There's no way out. Slow down, Persephone. Observe. Draw and paint. Draw and paint. Draw and paint. I never noticed before how beautiful rushing water can be. The swirls and patterns are captivating. But that's strange. In my painting, I see a shape deep beneath the surface of the river. I must have imagined it. No! It's there! The water is gathering, rising, growing. Something enormous is emerging from the river!
Live from Mount Olympus is produced by the Onassis Foundation. Our executive producer is Karen Brooks Hopkins. Julie Burstein is our series creator and showrunner. Live from Mount Olympus is co-produced by Brooklyn-based theater company, The Team. Our directors are Rachel Chafkin and Keenan Tyler Oliphant. And our actors are Kayla Bennett, Eric Berryman.
You'll have to find your own light, Persephone. When you do find it, the darkness may feel very different to you.
Viney Burrows, Jalea Casey, Divine Garland, Mary Harris, Joanne Hernandez.
Arrangement? What arrangement? I hardly know you. Let me go at once.
Modesto Flaco Jimenez, Anna Kendrick, Libby King, Ian Lassiter, Jalen Levingston, Christina Liberis, Nehemiah Luckett, Kimberly Marable, Jake Margolin, James Harrison Monaco, Isabella Rossellini, Kristen C., Nidra Sulate, Irene Tuakora, Ching Valdez Aran, and Andre DeShields is Hermes. Special thanks to Calvin Samuel Blanche, Elliot Byler, Sam Chaffricks, Adrian Hopkins, Caroline Hopkins, and Natalie Hopkins. The team's producing director is Alexandra Lalonde, and producing manager is Laura Elliott. We had casting support from Melissa Friedman of Epic Theater Ensemble. Our writer is Nathan Youngerberg. Audio production and mix by John Melillo. Tessa Zitter is our assistant producer, and Yonatan Reckham is assistant editor. Live from Mount Olympus, music was composed by Magdalene Giamiku and performed by Banda Magda. Jason Adam Katzenstein created our illustrations and is series humor consultant. A big thank you to our creative advisors, Dr. Crystal Bob Simple, Dr. Michael Cohen, Dr. Simon Critchley, Effie Tsiotsu, and Dr. Kate Burney. Special thanks to Richard Nodell and Dr. Janet Burstein. Michael Kendrick is Program Director for Onassis USA. Marketing and Social Media Management by Karina Grudnikoff and Caroline English. Press by Blake Zedell. Graphic design by Onassis Creative Studio. Since 1975, the Onassis Foundation has been dedicated to culture, community, and education with projects that can effectively inspire social change and justice across borders. Learn more at www.onassis.org. Live from Mount Olympus is a proud member of Tracks from PRX. Until next time, there's so many stories to tell.
This is Tracks from PRX.
Onassis Foundation.